Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. I want to talk a little bit about Halakahiki. You know, they were tiki before it was cool. Outside of Chicago in River Grove is this gem, the Halakahiki, which founded in 1963, originally built as a simple roadside lounge. But when the owner began adding some bamboo siding he bought from Sears to repair the walls, his customers were so excited and the place began to embrace the Polynesian theme, and they never looked back. It's now operated by the third generation of this family. And to talk about it all, to help celebrate National Pina Colada Day, is the proprietor, and that is Jim Opitasano. Welcome in, Jim.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thrilled to have you on, and thank you also for sending down some drinks to celebrate today. Let's talk a little bit about the history. Your grandparents, I mean, this is how far this goes back, were operating a funeral home, and they felt like at some point they needed to do something different.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because people always laugh when I tell them this, but they were a neighborhood funeral parlor. As a matter of fact, the building still is standing in Wicker Park. It was the Saharsky Funeral Home, and the building still says Saharsky in the stoop. And they got tired of waiting around for people to die. They always thought a bar was a good idea, so their first one was just a regular old neighborhood bar.
Yeah.
And they bought the stuff that they put up on the wall, the matting and the bamboo poles. They bought it at Sears, and they thought it was going to be fun. But when they saw how enthralled people were with it and how much fun people were having with it, they put drinks on it on the menu, and they never even looked back after that.
That's amazing. And it's been there since 1964 in your current location in River Grove. And it's such an iconic place. And, you know, I grew up not far down the street, and so we would head over to Gene and Jude's all the time and always see that place. And even when, you know, I think when we were old enough to drink, I think one of the first places we went to was Halakahiki, because it's just such a classic place in town.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, I love hearing stories like that, because not too long ago, we actually had four generations of a family at one table.
Wow.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was, I mean, we had, it was like every 20 years, it was like a 28-year-old, a 48-year-old, a 68-year-old, and an 88-year-old grandma. It was
fantastic. I love that. I love hearing that. Now, tell me about your drinks. You serve over 100 exotic concoctions. Tell me a little bit about, like, your most popular drink. What can't you sell enough of?
Oh, by far, it's our zombie. That's what we're known for. And I, you know, whether it was for a good reason or a bad reason, I always joke around with the employees. We used to have a server that was, she would just recommend zombies to everybody. She, you know, people wouldn't know what to order, so she'd just be like, oh, you're going to like the zombies. And she'd walk away from the table and get them zombies. But
that's awesome.
People come in all over from all over Chicago, and I don't even have to give them menus. They're just like, oh, give me a zombie.
That's awesome.
By far our most popular drink. But, you know, we keep changing around the menu, playing around with it, and we're finding a lot of different people like a lot of different stuff, and we're definitely doing a lot more. We're getting back to our roots, what my grandparents used to do with a lot of the fresh-made lime juices, you know, more of a craft cocktail type of thing. We make our own grenadine, we make our own orgeat, so it's
wow.
It's fun. We're just having fun with it.
And it's nice because we're all having a little cocktail up here. Roger, are you enjoying yours as well? Is it putting you in the mood here?
I've got a mango.
Ooh.
What? Yeah, I love mango.
Mango pina colada.
Pina colada. It's delicious. Yeah. You taste the mango, and then right underneath kind of sneaks right in the rest of it, and it's very good.
Well, and you
I hope he did justice shaking that up for you.
He did it very well.
I'll walk around after I'm done drinking and shake it up inside. Yeah, but yeah, it's very shook and very delicious.
Listen to that. And these signature like little, what do you call these? These aren't really mugs. What are they exactly? Are they mugs?
These are like barrels.
The ones that I give you guys are, there's one of them is stoneware. That's the little barrel, and then the other ones are just glass tiki face mugs with our logos on them for you guys. And you better have put up the tiki sign.
It's right here. It's absolutely it's right at the desk here.
I followed your orders, Jim. Drinks without the sign.
See, there we go, Roger. If you can see it from here.
Yeah, I can. I can. Yeah, and I'm looking at mine's. There's a lot of ice in it, so it's a little water on the front. But there it is. Hala Kahiki. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Hala Kahiki.
Yeah, Hala Kahiki.
You betcha. What's now? And I know that is actually a drink at the place too, which is a combination of the zombie and the scorpion, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and what we did, and we kind of messed around with this, and it was like everything else in Hala Kahiki's history. It was one of those things that we just kind of stumbled upon that was really popular, and it was nice. It was kind of out of good luck that we found it. But to a customer, just kind of took his drink and mixed it with his girlfriend's drink, and he couldn't get enough of it, so he started ordering it. So we're like, well, let's give these two a try. And when we put them together, it was phenomenal.
That's awesome.
So we're like, you know what? This is so good. Let's put our name.
And by the way, I mean, you're doing other things too. You're doing martinis and all kinds of other stuff, but you also have some very classic drinks like the grasshopper, the pink squirrel. I mean, this is some pretty throwback stuff. Sure. And I love that you're just continuing this tradition. I mean, you got wine too, and of course you got your selection of non-alcoholic stuff as well. Let's talk a little bit about the pina colada, because I was trying to look at the history of this, and it says the earliest known story states that in the 19th century a pirate, to boost his crew's morale, gave him a beverage or cocktail that contained coconut, pineapple, and white rum. But the recipe was lost. And then Ramon Mochito Marrero, a barman from the Caribe Hilton, claimed to have created the pina colada in 1954 during his days as a bartender of that resort. So I guess that's where they're laying some claim on that.
You know, I get a kick out of this because we serve a lot of different drinks, but I love to read the histories of a lot of drinks and how things
got off
and who started them. But it's kind of funny because you have to think that alcohol is involved, so the memory has to get a little murky.
Yeah, you're right. That's very true. I was looking at it when I was up in Wisconsin, like, what is the history of the old fashioned? And the old fashioned, it says, was created on the East Coast. Oh, there's also like a big controversy on where Thousand Island was created, like the dressing and stuff. Like everyone's got a story behind all that stuff. Now you've got events that go on at the place as well. You've got something called Low Brown Aloha, Return to Paradise. What is that coming up on Saturday, August 6th?
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes. Saturday, August 6th. I'm sorry. We're having 20 different vendors of the tiki genre coming in, and we've done one in the past already, and it was wildly successful. And now we're doing it when it's warmer. We're going to have some vendors set up outside and inside, and these guys do phenomenal work. The ladies and the gentlemen that we have come in, they make handcrafted signs out of tiki. It's everything that you could possibly think of, from dresses to signs to little figurines to complete artwork. I can't even, jewelry, everything you could possibly think of that would go along with the island culture will have. And
that's cool.
I was working, so I couldn't check. I couldn't do as much purchasing as I wanted to, but it was the level of artistry that these people perform is I can't even fathom them, because if I tried to make anything like them,
that's very cool. That's very cool. No cost to attendance from noon to 6 on Saturday, August 6th. A Tiki Art Show, again, being held Low Brown Aloha, Return to Paradise, Saturday, August 6th. Now, you're open Monday and Tuesday, 6 to 2 a.m., Wednesday through Friday, 4 to 2. You're open actually still now till 3 a.m. That's why you're so kind enough to send the drinks, because you're still open 4 to 3. And then Sunday, 4-2, and it's located at 2834 River Road in River Grove. And for more info, you can visit ChicagoTikiBar.com. Now, Jim Opitasano, not the most common name. Are you related to a Tony Opitasano from New York? Does that sound familiar to you?
You know, to be honest with you, I could be. I'm not really very close. That's my father's side of the family,
okay.
And I'm not really close.
Right.
I lost touch with him when I was 12, so I don't know too much about that side of the family.
I've just had an Opitasano, a guest on the show twice now in the last 3 months or 6 months. And he's Don Rickles and Frank Sinatra's road manager. Was Frank Sinatra's
wow.
road manager. So you got to check into that, man. There could be some good family history there. Get you some nice tickets.
That is, yeah, and I mean, wow, that would be really unusual, but that cool at the same time, like you said.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, again, visit Halakahiki, folks, in River Grove. Great place. It's one of the oldest, five oldest tiki bars in America. Jim, thanks so much, and thanks for sending down the drinks. We appreciate it, pal.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right.